time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone is doing well today. It's been absolutely gorgeous up here in Bend. We really have had spring and almost into summer. It's going to be in the mid-70s today. Bright blue skies, snow-covered mountains, just absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous up here. Also going to be attending the TEDx Bend talk today. If you've never been to a local, so the TEDx means it's an independent TED talk, but they use the TED format. Now, if you've never ever seen a TED talk, just go to a YouTube channel and go look at some of the TED talks there. They are amazing. They're speakers that have 18 minutes to deliver their presentation or their message. The TEDx talks are for folks that may not be as well known as in the national or worldly circuit. So these may be local individuals, people who may be running under the radar. But the key is that they are all great at what they do. And the topic today is moving from good to great. And these TEDx speakers are great at what they do. And so if you haven't been to a local TEDx event, please check it out. You can go to TED Talks or go to just look for TEDx and put your city name in there. Find out when it's there and get there. Because these individuals know what it takes to move from good to great. Now, there's a gentleman, Jim Collins, who wrote a book, Good to Great, and it's more on the business side of it, right? He gives 5 principles to move from good to great. One is this level five executive leadership, first who, then what. And there's a few others, and I have put this on the page where the blog post or where the podcast is, and I have also done a blog post on this quite a while ago. But what we're going to talk about today is good to great in your life, not necessarily business, although it can be. But in your life. And this is what's so great about these TED Talks, these TEDx Talks, that these are individuals that knew where they wanted to go and just rhythmically, precisionally went there and became great. What happens, at least with most of the people that I coach and I've seen experience, one is they don't know what great looks like in their life, whether that's how are they to be a great parent, how can they be a great spouse, how can they be a great athlete, how can they be a great person in the community. They don't know what that really looks like. And then the other is that they tend to want to be great instantly, you know, 1 week from now, 2 weeks from now. So some of the first things that when you observe greatness or great people is that they knew exactly where they wanted to be. Specifically, I'm going to throw out there 1 year. Some of them knew where they wanted to be for their whole life. However, we'll keep this realistic or at least more manageable on this podcast, is that do you know where you want to be? Do you know what greatness looks like for you 1 year? If your goal was to be great at a specific thing, whether it's CrossFit, whether it's being great at your profession, whether it's being great as a spouse, what would that look like to you? Because if you don't know what it looks like, you won't know that you achieved it. And so you have to know specifically the details of the context of what that looks like. That is the who, where, when of achieving that greatness or to be great. You need to know it in excruciating detail. You have to know it visually, auditorily, kinesthetically, olfactory, gustatory, right? That's, you know, how you feel, see, all of those things. How will you know that? How are you going to sense? How will you know you have achieved that? And if you don't know that, how will you know how to get there? It's we have to know what our greatness looks like first. And I like to use 1 year because it's a really very realistic. It's a short enough time frame where we can put in plans to achieve that. If we go out 3 to 5 years, we tend to become lazy, procrastinate, because 3 years out there's so many things that can happen. Why should I try to do this now? But in 1 year, 1 year is long enough that it gives you time to build momentum, but short enough that it's going to happen. And so what does greatness look like to you? The CrossFit box that I go to, there's an individual there that is moving on in the master's division. And she comes to the class 20 minutes beforehand and works on specific things every single time she comes to class. And she's moving from good to great. You see the difference between her and other competitors. The other competitors don't have the moves down, don't have the stamina, don't have the endurance, but she does. I'm not saying that the other ones are bad. It's just she knows what greatness looks like to her, and she's taking care of it every single day. Now, the others, that might not be their aspirations. They may be achieving greatness elsewhere in their life, but I just need to use that as an example. So what does greatness look like to you? How do you want to be great in a specific area? Again, what does greatness look like to you as a spouse, as a parent, or your profession? Let's just use your profession. How will you know when you're great at your profession? And then who do you have to be as a person to create that greatness? Because if you didn't have to change as a person, you would already have that greatness. So look at what greatness looks like to you specifically, detail it out, and then ask, who do I have to be as a person? And that will give you some sort of a roadmap to start working towards, because the greatness, and we're talking about perhaps the results that come from that, come from you. And then you have to look at yourself and what do you need to be to achieve that greatness. It could be waking up a little bit earlier. It could be staying a little bit later. It could be reading a little bit more. It could be watching less TV. Because we get caught up. The thing is, speaking on a professional level, even a personal level, we get caught up in the day-to-day busyness. We are all so very busy. We're doing this. We're running here. We're checking Facebook. We're doing all these busy things that we don't have time to be great. Well, that's baloney, because we can, if we know what greatness looks like, if we truly desire greatness at that specific area of our life, this is where this principle of Kyatsen, this Japanese principle of Kyatsen comes into play, doing a little things every single day to get better. There's a gentleman, John Berardi, who owns Precision Nutrition, and when he works with his clients, he doesn't overhaul the whole diet program at once. He does one thing simply to begin with. If they're not taking fish oil capsules, have them start taking fish oil. You think, well, how's that going to help them with their diet? Well, it starts to enforce a habit. It's a little thing that they do every single day. And then once that becomes a habit, they add something else and add something else. They don't overhaul the whole diet, give them all these supplements to take, give them this huge exercise program to do. It's just too overwhelming for the ego to manage, because again, we don't like change. And you can look at this great as being on the other side of our mental resistance. I've talked about this complacent zone, where we have this mental support and mental resistance, and what comprises that. So when you look at good, you could say good is your complacent zone. Yeah, you're doing good. I mean, you're creating the same things over and over and over again. But to move from good to great is to slowly start getting closer towards that mental resistance, and then having the beliefs, the capabilities, the behaviors, and the environments to bust through that. Not just explode through it, but just you just got to break through that for a little bit and then stay there and then continually increase. What most people want to do is really, really break through this mental resistance and have this big audacious goal and do it in 2 weeks, and it just doesn't work. So moving from good to great is a very slow process. There's an old saying that it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. And this is this one step at a time. You know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? All of these things are true if we just adhere to them. But we need to know, one, what does greatness look like to us? Who do we need to be as a person to achieve that? What resources do we already have? What resources do we need? And then filling that difference. And moving from good to great isn't difficult. It's very easy. And good to great is just a thin line. It's just a thin line of doing those things that the good people aren't doing. And again, that might mean, for if you're a business, that might mean a better time management system. Because again, with business, we get busy responding to emails, busy responding to phone calls, that we don't plan out the greatness for our business. And when we can plan that out, time management, and spend specific time, you know, 2 hours a day, 8 to 10 in the morning, and carve out that time and be disciplined to adhere to it, eventually you'll start moving from good to great. But if we're always being reactive, meaning we're reacting to what's coming into us, people asking us for help, which we can do, we just don't have to do it immediately. Emails coming in, voicemails coming in. This happens in our personal life too. We're being pulled in all these directions. The thing is, you're allowing yourself to be distracted. It's not somebody else's fault. It's not that you have too many emails or too many voicemails or too many people asking for your help. You are making a choice to be distracted. You're making a choice to be good as opposed to a choice to be great. When you make a choice to be great, that greatness comes first, and then the other things come second. And that's a decision that you have to make. And that it's not, you know, we talked about cause and effect. You know, when you're saying that I have too many emails, I have too many voice calls, people want too much of me, that's being on the effect side. That means that you are helpless. And that's basically what I call the victim side. That means that you are not in control of your future. When you move over to the cause side, you carve out time to be great. You carve out time to plan your future. You really have to develop this mental strength around it. And I have a new version of Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, which comes in a PDF format, a Mobi format, a EPUB format, all of them. You can see that on the blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog. But in the book, I talk about developing this mental strength to break through this mental resistance. And you need to develop that to move from good to great. So the assignment this week is take a look. Pick an area of your life or pick your business, and what does great look like to you? Really define it. Define what great looks like. Very specific details. Then ask yourself, who do I need to be to create this? Then what resources do I currently have? What resources do I need? And start to put together a plan where you move one step closer every single day, one step closer towards that greatness. So that's the assignment. And then also look for a TEDx talk near you. If you liked this topic, if you'd like to explore it further, or if you have some feedback on this podcast, or you'd like me to explore other topics, please provide feedback for me at warriormindcoach.com/blog. You can look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voicemail.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.